Welcome everyone to Escape to Reality podcast, the depressing edition. This is Justine. Oh, I like Geneva's Tupac shirt.
Oh, thanks. Thanks. You're sounding like you're already short circuiting. He was very pretty, I would say. I don't even think handsome is the right word. Pretty in the face. You know,
pretty in the face, like, but he's super thick. Yeah. I mean, he's
like
a babe.
An eyes of an angel, you know, some would say.
He does have the eyes of an angel. You are so right. Yeah, it's like he was dead before he was even gone.
So depressing.
God, poor guy.
Welcome everyone to the show. We're talking Love After Lockup.
It was just an eventful episode. But the chase and what's her face? I want to call her Hazel. What's her name? Chase. His name's not even Chase. It's so depressing to me. There's something, we'll get into it, but that I can't handle it. I almost have to fast forward. There's an energy that's scaring me with them. I don't know.
I think you were right. I don't know what I was thinking last week when I was like, is he nice? I
think you probably weren't just phased past him. Yeah. You were on your vacation. You were just coming off your vacation. You're probably exhausted.
Right. It's like everything was rosy. Right. Yeah. There's something real creepy there. Yeah. There's a lot to get into. We dropped a Bravo episode with our friends from the Below Deck podcast. My husband was listening.
Our parallel.
Texting me. Yeah. And he was like, you sound very snobbish when you were talking about the yacht. And I was like, I stand by my opinion that, like, if I'm going on a yacht, I want luxury. I don't want to be on a sailing boat. I stand by my opinion. And I'm just not adventurous. So
I can understand what you meant by that, though. I could see that the sails, but my problem, I keep thinking of things I wanted to talk to them about, is that if you're going on the freaking sailboat and sometimes you can't even sail, you have to depend on Mother Nature. Right, so you can't freaking sail.
Right.
And at the top, it seems like you're going to fall off and die.
Why wouldn't you, if you're rich enough to have a yacht, you're also rich enough to charter a fucking great catamaran for the day when it's windy and you go.
Catamaran too. Yes.
You drop me off for a beach picnic. Perfect beach picnic day. Great food. Then I'm back on the boat sailing. I'm not trying to live on a sailing boat. It just, I don't know.
It's also kind of scary. Plus, I don't know how they all go tuck themselves into those little cabins and go to sleep, that they're not going to die if a fire starts or something. You're dead meat.
Me neither. I watched Vigil, which was a great British. It's only 6 episodes. Everyone likes a British, like, kind of crime show. It was on Peacock. 6 episodes about a murder on a submarine. And
oh wow!
Watching the quarters escaping in the submarine, it was like, oh, I just had
fuck
such
that
anxiety.
Shit.
I could never do that. Ever.
Imagine the smell. Someone takes a dump. That's not escaping. Where do they get rid of the feces and stuff on a submarine? I wonder.
I'm assuming it's like a plane. It goes somewhere. I don't know.
Just dumps into the ocean. You know, I have a problem with the world and the internet. I really wish that that we didn't have the internet. That poor young boy falls to his death.
Didn't watch it. Won't
thing.
Watch it.
I didn't watch it, and I won't watch it either. But it's like, I thank God I've been able to avoid it and will not give in to being like, oh, my curiosity does not want to see this poor kid lose his life like that.
No.
It's on news stations. People are playing it everywhere. It's a sick thing that people that shouldn't be passed around. It's sick.
Definitely not. Yeah, no, there's certain things I can't watch. Stuff like that. I can also not watch really gruesome injuries. Like, I never want to watch someone like break
their leg
violently.
Right.
Yeah.
A slow mo like replay on football. Thing. When a football player gets when they get blocked wrong or something and they get passed out and their eyes go back.
Yeah.
I can't handle it.
And they go stiff, like their arms.
Yeah.
Up,
and like, they're just that's what happened when poor little my kid had a seizure that I can't get out of my fucking head. You know,
Of course,
it's crazy, but I hate the world for that. And I think that we're on a dark, dark demise of as we grow as a society with this whole thing, because people are too okay with seeing shit like that.
Yes. And then they scroll right past it and you're on to the next thing. Next thing you know, you're watching a recipe for pasta.
That kid lost his family. Right. Yeah. Yes. That kid's gone in a gruesome way. And his family was standing there watching. That's not something we should all be talking about. The fucking water cooler. That's something we don't need to know about. That's terrifying.
That's why I don't
that's
go on
horrible.
These type of rides.
Yeah.
I'm good.
Those things
good.
Are good. You get scalped
good.
Or
added
you fall
to
into
list.
Your death.
Yeah, I'm good.
And take everything from there that amusement park is worth, because that could have been avoided. Some little idiot was smoking a doobie. Listen to me on their break, and they didn't check his seatbelt, and he's dead.
You're not. You're coming in hot as hell today. All right.
Oh,
you're like God.
I just hate the world for that. It's sick. It just belittles this poor kid's life.
Ugh. Disgusting.
And to die in such a gruesome way, it's just sick. Ugh.
Avoidable.
It shouldn't just be right. It shouldn't just be a TikTok video. Boom, boom, boom. Oh, onto the next one. Then it does normalize it. All right, I'll shut up.
Right.
It's just sick. I'm going to go look at the Oscars, and while people are freaking running for their lives all over the world, we're worried about the freaking Oscars.
I know. I'm not watching the Oscars. I have zero interest.
I'll watch the red carpet. I'll watch just to see the pictures of the people. I don't even know where you watch a red carpet these days.
Let's get into Love After Lockup. Let's start with Radine and Rick and FaceTime. I loved
what
them putting her up at the Thanksgiving table with food on a plate in front of her. That was all time. The commitment.
And the little brother there. Your sister's out of jail. She's got a girlfriend and a biker boyfriend. The biker boyfriend,
75
best
old.
Friend there who's in love with Rick is eating there. She can't wait to get out of there.
The second she walked off and I saw she was wearing a printed, like, what's that called? Caftan? What's that skirt called? That's like Scottish print.
Oh, a kilt.
Kilt. Stomping out there.
No underwear. Rick is usually playing chicken with her underneath the table. Not tonight. It's Thanksgiving.
Okay. He reminds me of someone the way
me
he
too.
Talks.
Me like, too. Really? Okay. I can't figure it out.
Place it.
I feel like I've
so
met
if
him.
Anyone also knows this, please let me know. The way he
I talks, almost
particularly
like
in the scene. I know, right?
The scene where they kicked bad.
They kicked the camera crew out to like have sex or whatever. The way he was talking there, I was like, man, he reminds me of someone. I just can't place it.
I know. I feel like maybe it's a Simpsons character or something. She looks like a Simpsons character. The teeth, I know everybody doesn't have great teeth, but hers are just really, it's hard to watch.
They have a similarity to Clint and Tracy, which is there is a type of blanket that you buy like at the border, like that they have. Remember that Denver Broncos blanket?
It's
like
fleece that kind blanket.
Of, yeah, like the fleece material. There's like a certain that
I have a million of those
choice.
For the kids. My mom buys those like crazy at Home Goods.
But you don't need those for like your primary bed blanket. It's some sad about that. And he had that.
It's very childlike. Yeah. Yes. I noticed it was like the solar system. My kid has one very similar to what he brought to TK for kindergarten or pre-K for nap time.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. I don't hate him, I gotta say. I mean, I think he's a complete sucker. But Ray
he doesn't
at least
feel dangerous.
She's not hustling him. She's telling him, I'm in love with this woman. We talk 12 times a day. She's at our Thanksgiving dinner, you know?
Yeah. I feel like she is hustling him a little bit. Just, I guess she could stay at her parents' house. I don't know why she's even dealing with Rick.
Right. She wants a
I felt
dick,
kind
I
of
guess, in her life.
I'm surprised she even slept with him.
Me too.
She was thinking about Katie the whole time.
Yeah, that's weird.
And then she said that he was like, it got really started out, you know, just then it got real heavy
there's
and heated. She's thinking about Kay more and more.
There's got to be like a study somewhere, a psychological study about the bond that women develop in prison. Because it's unlike any relationship. You don't see this with men. They don't come out like dying to talk to their bunkie. Like they create this like trauma bond that nobody can break. It's crazy.
Yeah. I feel like maybe women are more emotional.
That to get through or something.
Men channel it and it turns into anger
rage.
Yeah. And destruction. Maybe. And it's hard to, I don't know. Yeah. It's more acceptable for women to talk about. Maybe men have relationships and they just bury it deep down inside and then they die of cancer because they have something eating at them every day of yearning for that delicious sausage. What about the chicken balls? She blow drying the chicken. Wow.
That's
air frying.
That's it, honestly.
They call her chicken balls.
A big loss is like why WeTV doesn't have a like 10-minute short after show. Every episode. Yes. Where they're cooking something that they learned in jail. I would watch that every time. I would never make it, but I would find it.
After Lockup Chopped.
Yeah, it'd be great. Fantastic. I'd watch.
Really sad that Tracy's passed on because I wonder how her daughter's doing. I wonder where she is. Hopefully she's with the parents, not the cracky boyfriend.
Yeah, I hope.
What else am I going to say about them? So then at Thanksgiving dinner, she's pretty much saying she's a lesbian, but the family wants to put her back in the closet saying she's bisexual, which is pretty bad. And so they must have some money. I feel like that's not her mom. That must be her stepmom, but she calls her mom, doesn't she? Oh, it is stepmom. It's a stepmom. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, yeah, yeah. 'Cause the stepmom looks at her like, what the fuck is going on here?
Right.
And the poor dad's in a wheelchair. I didn't realize that. Did you?
I didn't either until he was saying bye to them.
Yeah.
Ugh. I don't know.
And then she said,
I can't say I'm rooting for Radine, but I'm not invested in her.
I don't dislike
her to be successful. No, nor do I. But she's not like somebody I like either.
I guess maybe she's not showing. I guess I shouldn't say I dislike her because I think about the last episode. I feel like she is using Rick for financial gain and somewhere to stay so she doesn't have to live with her parents, maybe.
Right, right. I don't have a problem with these women hustling. I really don't.
I don't either. You know? But I don't think. And if Kay's not going to get out for a long time.
Right.
I don't think.
Right.
And she's on the phone. No. Where's she going to work? She's doing prison work and she's got to get going. Got to lock the cell up and leave.
What's the flexibility on this FaceTime? We're just like
15 minutes here or 2 minutes there. And she's like, oh, I only have a minute. How long was she at Thanksgiving dinner for?
I know. I don't know. It's fascinating. The phone situation in these prisons and the access to technology and the video chatting. It's very interesting.
God, she's up there talking to the producers about how much she misses Kay, was thinking about Kay boning, and he's making her coffee as she comes down. I hate the sound of that ting. The poor guy. And then when she's the way he sits and drives for her and has this blank stare of heartbreak, I really almost feel bad for Rick.
Because he really thought
that it was going to be happily ever after. He was going to ride off into the sunset.
But the way he talked about like women in the beginning, how many people he slept with, like, yeah, he'll be all right.
But maybe he was prompted by that. Listen to me stick up for Rick.
Okay, Rick Defender.
It's interesting. We'll see where it goes. What happens? I doubt they're still together. She's not that dark though. Hopefully she'll be okay. Hopefully she stays off drugs.
Yep.
Chicken balls, gonna make sure those are cooked all the way through.
Holiday recipe.
God, I got issues with Indy.
I got issues with Indy. I mean, I think the Harry situation, he totally gaslit her in that scene. Like where she's trying to ask him if he cheated, like that whole, he just
strolls in. Good morning. And she's doing the dishes and her kids in there eating and he doesn't come home the whole night. Of course he's out doing no good. He's drinking that Lambrusco.
Oh, it's just, but I feel when he's talking to the mom and you hear about the abuse he suffered and stuff, you just realize like he truly is
terrible.
A child, right? And mm-hmm. so it's like Indy. Yeah. I put the blame almost more on Indy because it's like,
oh, I do too.
Mother, you should know that this is if you get locked up at whatever age you get locked up, you're like emotionally stunted there, especially if
like
you suffered
abuse
and your family wasn't involved. And like,
there's still things he's hiding from the mom too. He didn't tell her everything that happened.
No, he didn't. No, you could tell. And I mean, the fact that like he had never told her, like this thing on my face, like the fact that his eyebrows all fucked up, it was a result of his
terrible
stepfather. It's terrible.
And that she left him. And that proves like you shouldn't, these kids want time and it's not about money. Nobody will remember the things that you bought them. It's about the time that you spent with these poor kids. And it's so sad, but she did have to survive. I can't put all the blame on the poor mom.
No.
I feel like I've seen the mom before too.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly, but then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Me too. I think this is the issue, right? Is like, if you're raised in an environment where your single parent has to work all the time, you're going to be more vulnerable to this kind of shit. And it's terrible. I mean, I just, Indy's sitting there like, I just don't understand. She lets him talk to her like she's seriously an so idiot. Dumb.
Yeah.
And she takes it and then is like, okay, baby. Like, she just, there's something where like, she just, why won't she quit this? It's a terrible situation.
And it's not like she doesn't have family support. She shouldn't be bringing that little girl into the situation. She shouldn't even be here. The sisters think she's an idiot for it too. Sitting there pawning off of the family, leaving the daughter in situations. You don't even know these people and you're leaving your daughter to go drive Harry around town. Is the daughter in a car seat in the back?
Yeah. The daughter in the back seat while he's driving. He shouldn't be driving. I don't give a fuck if you're tired. Get behind the wheel. Your kid is in the car.
That was a BS thing, right? Did they just make that up for the cop? I thought it was a genius thing to say, but.
Oh yeah. Yeah. No, I think it was.
She just wants to feel like he's the man. That's what it comes down to, which is dumb. I drive around. I drove us around 9 months pregnant. Ever since I've had kids or I've gotten older, my mom was always like, I can't go on the roller coaster. I'll get sick. And we all be like, fuck, what's wrong with you, mom? Buck up. You're not going to get sick. Motion sickness isn't. And now I get motion sickness. Now that I've reached an age or once I pop the kids out and I driving in a car in the passenger makes me sick. So I'd even drive around. Really? Tyler would be like, yeah, I'd be driving around. So I'm super pregnant. I'd have to move the seat back and, you know, and I'm almost hitting the steering wheel. Pretty dangerous probably. And just make me sick. I just couldn't do it. And damn. I don't know, but I can't stand. And he's sitting there pretty much saying, I've been cheating on you, but I'll stop. Or it was a really weird situation. It's like was it fake? Was it a redone conversation? Cause she was so calm during it that it seems like she's a different person than she was. And she has this family. Go home to your family. It's not like you don't have anybody.
Right. And it's just, again, this is you're dealing with like a baby man child. He is nowhere near mature enough. If his ass is staying out all night without a call and that's just like night three, he's not going to mature. It's not happening. You got to give him time. And he also doesn't seem motivated. He doesn't give a shit, you know?
No.
It's crazy.
And with or without the kid, she needs to just leave this kid alone. Plus her kid, she needs to get that kid out of this situation. Her kid's going to remember this. So desperate for a man that you're putting your daughter in this weird situation. It's just unacceptable. 100%. And if we didn't see her at the beginning, I wonder how we would feel if we didn't know Indy from a whole different show and know so much about her.
Right.
And still talking about the stupid psychic. And even Harry's like, they're freaking, you're leading them to what you want to hear.
Mm-hmm. 100%.
She was nice and all when we talked to her, but it's just sickening to watch people do this to their kids and just be so pathetic.
It is.
He went in as a little boy and he came out just a little older. It's very profound for little Harry Doodlebug.
It is.
I like Harry because I feel bad for him. Him crying to his mom, it seemed very real.
I feel bad for him too. All right, let's talk.
And the cops. I wish the cop would just give him a go home, not a ticket, because it's going to get him in a lot of. It might lead if he goes in there with a ticket. What happens?
I mean,
it's his fault. It's his own fault. It's so dumb.
Yeah,
and he's driving too slow. But I just wish the cop would have said, like, you know, I'm going to cut you a break. But
that's cops for you. All right, let's talk Kayla stupid. And Martell. I found this. I don't know why
I found this funny.
Him with the I swear to God, if somebody said that to me about an oven or some shit, I would slap the shit out of
me. I'd act like her. Annoying. Yeah, yeah.
I would too. When she said something about like Taylor, you want to say that? How about this two-bedroom, two-bath that I provided to your ass or something? She said something hilarious. So I'm like, yes. Oh, that's great.
It's not going to work out for her.
I don't think so. I mean, and I have to say, I love his mom. I love that the mom loves her.
Yeah.
I love that the mom says she's like, cute. The last thing he's ever going to do in his life is go back to jail. If it's the last thing I do, like, I like that he has a support system. They
should go live with the mom.
They wrote out. Yeah. It seems like they wrote out 13 years without knowing like the implications.
A waste of time. Actually, like, people like to live in fantasy.
100%, especially on this show.
Yeah. It's like 90 Day Fiance.
Yeah.
Like when he gets out of jail, it's going to be great. Well, no, it's not, because he couldn't live with a slob like me. Yeah, I'm clean, but I'm also a slob.
Couples this week said this, like, I'm starting to think like the reason, oh, Harry, like the reason why this worked is because like I was always locked down and like it was fine. It's like, yeah, that is the foundation.
Yeah, no shit.
It. Like, yeah, it, everybody always thinks it's gravy because all you can think about is this person you're talking to every 5 minutes and the real world comes. No one gives a shit. Yeah.
What's his name? Martel? Is that his name? Mm-hmm. He does look very put together and nice. I mean, I can't help but think he's handsome in that sweatsuit, you know. But he has such a different energy. I do. And he does look very clean. Like, he smells really good. There is such a different energy between him saying that though to her. Like, he really does bother him. Like, he's a clean freak compared to Chance, the murderer. The Chance who's going to murder the girls and Taylor in one fell swoop. There's such a difference in energy in the way it's almost the same. Like, why are the cups here? Blah, blah, blah. But the way Martell, it's almost funny and humorous, like just a quarrel. And there's no kids, I guess, involved. But to him, I could see that he does want, I felt the energy that he just does want it very clean. And maybe he just doesn't even want to be there. And he's struggling just even being in a new place and just picking a fight for no reason. Chance to me seems like a murderer.
I have to say, I did think it was funny when he called it hillbilly shit to have the cups in the
drawer. But someone made a good point that maybe it's for the girls, the daughters, to grab
like
a cup.
Accessible,
but I never would have thought of that. But even so, it's like, fuck off, Chance. You don't, this is my house. You have nowhere. Why don't you go live in your cardboard box? It's where you belong, you scumbag. It's very aggressive the way he says things, though.
Yeah, he said aggressive. A lot of shit this episode. Like, when it's, he said playful. Something like, you're the one I picked. Like, I didn't have to pick a woman with kids and bills,
right?
And who had no career, and like,
because they don't want you.
I love you. It's like, what? Yeah,
he picked her because she's a mark. You didn't pick a strong woman who's gonna yell at you like, the other girl. What's her name? Tiffany. I should know. Not Tiffany.
Kayla.
Kayla. You didn't pick a Kayla because, you know, you know, you can ride over bulldoze Taylor.
I think what was concerning, the most concerning to me, was the scene with the pizza and he's like cussing her out in front of the kids and like they're
pretty much cussing the little girl out.
Yeah. Like, why are you saying that? Like, I did not like that at all. All of it. I think he is a person waiting to snap. And like, to your point, he could snap and do something really terrible to this entire family. I don't like it at all.
And like the poor little girl, it feels like she has to protect her mother. She feels that. You can feel it through the TV. And it's like, absolutely, I don't want to watch this. This is not fun. And Taylor looks drugged. Her eyes look like either she's not sleeping 2 hours a night, or she looks like she's out of it on drugs.
Yeah. I mean, I think she's tired, and I think she's got all this shit. It's just not a good
situation.
She
looks out of it though. Like, something's wrong with her. Oh, I don't like it. And the way that he's like, you're not going to eat the Supreme pizza with me at 8 p.m. You better eat it. It's like, God, he's so aggressive. And once that little girl started defending her mother, it really scared me. It's very frightening to me. I can't watch it. I almost have to fast forward through their scenes because it's all fun and games fighting over mashed potatoes on a stove. But when there's three little girls and you're saying that their dead father needs to be erased from their life.
Yeah,
because you need to, there needs to be room for you, you psychopath. It's very dark. It's all very, very dark. It's too dark for me. And for me, I'm out, as Mark Cuban would say, because that is some dark ass shit.
Okay, Shark Tank.
I mean, through the TV, you can just feel the, like, this poor little girls are all going to grow up so
adults,
fucked up.
Adopting adults vibes.
Oh, I felt like that was Full House compared to this shit. I mean, it's scaring me. I don't know. There's really something about him that's very frightening to me. Maybe I'm blowing it out of proportion, but I can't.
You never.
He really scares me.
All right.
And I want to punch her in the face. You got to protect these little girls. You don't need a boyfriend. Date someone, slip out, go date someone. You don't need to bring someone in the house. You need to be very careful.
Yeah, always. Let's talk the triplets. Kevin, Tiffany, Curtis. Okay. All of this was dumb. However, the two of them talking face to face, and the one guy who's like an inch taller than him, calling him a shrimp.
Little shrimp. Hilarious.
Like, he's not that much taller than him. Like, I didn't understand how he could sit there and act like he's 6'4".
It's the first time he's been ever able to say it, though.
Say that. Oh, it's hilarious.
They're both so gross.
Gross. Rolling up syrup on his elbow. He was trying to lick that shit even when he kept getting out of the car. He was like still trying to get to the point of his elbow.
I've never seen anything like it. He knocked him out like he's Mike Tyson.
Dude.
I'd be like, I'd get my stuff and go get in his car. I'd be like, you'd really turn me on. I'm just joking. But
that was,
I need a man who can punch somebody out. Yeah.
I mean, it looks like he fights, maybe.
Yeah.
You notice, I mean,
if somebody gets knocked out, I'll never look at him the same. Like, what are you going to do for me at 3 a.m.? You're going to get me killed. I need a fighter.
I have zero faith that if somebody broke into the house, that Dorian would help me at all. I feel like he would run, jump off the balcony and like be gone. And I would be left in the bedroom. Like, wait, what's happening? Like, I have no, there's no, both of us would be screwed. He's anything deep in the night. Like anything. You have to wake him up four times before he knows like he's awake. It would be over.
Tyler sleeps very, like, he does get deep, but I do have faith that Tyler would handle it. I would hope. But
No.
I hate her.
She has that long prison hair that we were talking about.
And she just walks right past him.
Problematic
yeah.
length.
Right.
Yeah.
She walks right past him with the box. Like, she hasn't been talking to him and taking money from him. You don't do that to people and think you can get away with it.
Crazy.
It's so sick.
Yeah.
I hate girls like that.
Terrible.
At least what's her face, right, to Ray Dean's credit, she's two-timing him, but she's very open with it, so you know, whatever,
right.
And yeah, it is a little, like, softer when it's a woman. Yeah,
right.
And she's in love. This other chick is just trying to, I wonder why she picked that little dweeb instead of the other one.
She said something like, you have to take relationships on the outside. And then she's like, I don't know how to say this, with a grain of salt. I thought that was hilarious.
God.
I think that sums it up. You know, it doesn't matter.
It's like, you're screwing with real people's, I guess. I can't feel bad for him. He was screwing with that blonde girl's life too, but
crazy.
Screwing her every Sunday night. That girl watching the show. Well, he's got her. Such trash though. I wonder what happens. You go to jail for that, right?
I mean, maybe. It is outside of a halfway house. Seems like a bad location.
And
sure,
it's on tape.
Kind of presence, right?
And you knocked him out. I mean, that could kill somebody. You want to go to jail for this little bitch?
Right? I know.
You want chicken balls for dinner? Go back home.
I'm running.
Chihuahua and your wife beater.
I am
beater
always
and
running
and
away.
Whiskey.
You're never finding me confronting anyone. I'm gone. I want no parts.
Yeah,
ever.
I'm the one that's going to get
good
punched.
Could come from it. I remember when you lost a shoe one time when we were downtown.
Yeah, right. Days. Listen to me. His mom should have really talked him out of it.
Yeah.
And his mom should have gotten that car with him and either went and did something, or I would just smack my kids straight and be like, you're not going the fuck anywhere.
He does have that short man, like Ari from Entourage energy, which I think is entertaining, you know, like he really thinks he's the shit.
And how similar they look.
Come shut me up, ho. Oh, it's hilarious. Yeah.
And he's carrying her boxes.
Yeah, it's great. Great.
This girl, though. What do you think is going to happen? Then she gets in the van with the producers, like, I just can't believe this is happening. What did you think was going to happen?
Right. So dumb. It's good, though. Great TV. I love a knockout.
It was great TV. The knockout was wild because, I mean, he was
staring at each other. Yeah.
And
one
even
too.
The fall. I mean, he just fell right there and smacked his head. That could really, I mean, you fall the wrong way, you hit someone the wrong way, go to prison for life. I mean, over what?
Crazy.
It all comes down to the best friend at the cigar shop putting this in his head that he should be down there.
Yeah.
I blame him.
All right, guys. That's it. We'll be back before you know it.
What a dark episode. I'm sorry, but this week was
dark.
Started
dark, ended dark. We'll be back.